Auckland Grey Power is pleased to sponsor this edition of Senior Focus.
Hello, this is Richard Barter here with the Senior Citizens slot for Grey Power. It's a real privilege to be back with you today, looking at another aspect of transport in New Zealand. Now, some time ago in Sweden, an idea came called Vision Zero. And really, Vision Zero, this idea says that nobody should die on our roads, irrespective if they made a mistake, somebody else made a mistake, there was a problem with their vehicle, or there was a problem with the road design. So every death, every serious injury on the road is horrific and unacceptable. Nobody should die. And yet, we seem to have, as we've talked about in the past, a change in the statistics, which were for many years coming down. And in the last couple of years, we've seen things go back up. So there are people out there who, in different countries, are campaigning for a change, are campaigning for the adoption of Vision Zero. There are companies that are doing this. In fact, I had a privilege of visiting Volvo Trucks in Sweden last year. And they have adopted Vision Zero completely in their program and of development of vehicles. And their idea is that none of their vehicles should cause any deaths out there or, if possible, serious injuries. There are a few organisations in New Zealand who have been promoting this concept, and one of them is called Brake. And they have been putting the pressure on New Zealand government, on local governments. They've been working with other organisations, such as the Cycling Action Network, Living Streets, Aotearoa, New Zealand School Speeds, and all of these organisations have been coming together to call for Vision Zero in New Zealand. And they're, you know, what they're saying is that we should aspire to a world where governments, communities and companies work together to achieve this goal of zero road deaths and serious injuries. And like all these things, I think we all must acknowledge that this is not something that other people are responsible for. Other people who have different roles in our society have jobs to do, particularly those that are related to transport, to health, to road design, to vehicle design, not that a lot of that happens in New Zealand. And yet we all have a part to play. I think I've shared with you before with regards to the program I work with, improving the safety of cyclists around heavy vehicles, that we have two things we're in control of when we're out on the road in our vehicle or bicycle, and that is that vehicle. We control that. The other thing is our attitude to other road users. And you've probably heard me say a few times that if we intentionally engage positively with other road users, then we are more than likely going to get a good response. And if we do the right thing and smile and wave, we're going to get a good response from others, and all being well, we'll have a good time getting to where we're going. Now, Brake have said to the government they want a number of things addressed. They'd like to see short-term and long-term targets for reducing crashes and emissions. They'd like to see strategic plans that implement known and emerging solutions. They'd like to see agencies devoted to investigating crashes, their extent, causes and solutions. Now, there is a database which the police and other agencies run, which carries a certain amount of information about crashes, and the kind of various things associated with them. One thing that's really missing is data on crashes involving cyclists. And of course, a lot of those go unreported, and so it makes it very difficult to really know what is happening out there in that space. But that's known, and organisations are addressing that, particularly Auckland Transport. So the road network, this is where we meet other road users. This is a community of people with that shared purpose of getting somewhere. And Brake is saying we need 30-kilometre speed limits in urban areas, outside schools and in residential communities. We need traffic-free civic spaces so that people can make the most of their speed streets, routes and safe crossing points for people on foot and bicycles, and that they're segregated from and prioritised above motor vehicles. They believe we need accessible and efficient public transport for people that is frequent and cheap and green. You've probably been hearing a bit of this from me in the past with other things that we've been talking about. And they believe that speed limits should be no higher than 80 kilometres per hour on single carriageway in rural roads. They're asking for the transport of goods that utilises more rail and sea, and that road design is regulated and the use of measures proven to prevent crashes and minimise the risk of injury be the norm. The other thing they talk about is the vehicle, and they'd like to see regulated vehicle design, the minimising of emissions, preventing crashes and minimising the risk of injury in crashes. Now we know there's some very cool technology out there. I sat in a Volvo truck last week, brand new, ready to go to a customer. With this truck, as in all trucks, there are spots around it where it's difficult to see. This particular truck, they were very small, those areas, but to help, underneath the left front wheel arch, there was a little radar. Now, when the driver indicates left, that radar comes on. And if there's something in that space, like a pedestrian or a cyclist, it lets the driver know with lights and buzzers. So it's going to be a long time before this type of technology is widespread. It adds to the cost of the vehicles, but pretty soon it'll be standard. Now, Brake would like to see an increased use of technology such as seatbelt locks, speed limiters, alcohol interlocks. They'd like to see crash protection for occupants on all vehicles. They'd like to see design measures that are required by law to be the latest and to the highest standards. And we all know that that's a bit of a challenge in a country where the average vehicle is around 20 years old. They'd like to see a qualification standard for vehicle mechanics that are reviewed in line with technological developments. They'd like to see a compulsory servicing in line with manufacturer recommendations. We have a warrant of fitness system, but we know with new cars that goes out to quite a long time now. It could be quite a while before cars are looked at. And we'd like to see some particular safety critical problems to be solved, such as wheel fixings on large vehicles. And we all know about that situation recently where trailer couplings for heavy vehicles, there was an assessor of their safety proved to be problematic and resulted in them having to check thousands and thousands of, recheck thousands of trucks. And then lastly, the driver. They'd like to see driver training focused on hazard and crash awareness and prevention methods. They'd like to see health screening for eyesight and impaired medical conditions being required regularly for all drivers. They'd like to see a zero alcohol limit for drivers, and with a trace element of no more than 20 milligrams per 100 milligrams of blood allowable. They'd like to see a ban on the use of any impairing drugs while driving, legal or illegal. Something that's not really appreciated, the high percentage of people who have had crashes have a drug in their system which is perfectly legal, but it's impaired their driving. They'd like to see a tightening up on the use of handheld or hands-free mobile phones while driving, and more regulations on the truck and bus operators and their drivers, for example, their working hours. At the moment, they can work for a long time, even with breaks, but it's a long time. And that, we acknowledge, that's tough on the economics of the operators. They'd like to see enforcements and penalties for breaches of these things lifted to help get people's attention. And I guess this, to go with that, they're looking for first-class emergency services and then support for people who are victims or are close to victims in crashes. So that sounds like a pretty high aspirational set of goals and dreams. We're going to listen to a song in a minute by Sarah Vaughan called It Shouldn't Happen to a Dream. Now, Sarah Vaughan began her career in 1942. She competed in the Apollo Theatre for an amateur night, and she won that competition and went on to have a marvellous, marvellous career. And so we're going to listen to a song by Sarah Vaughan now called It Shouldn't Happen to a Dream.
My hope living right in your eyes, so much at stake, and then I wake up, it shouldn't happen to a dream. Light-fingered clouds tuck the moon into bed, I feel your lips stand my heart on its head. Then comes the ache. Again I wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream. The flowers get happy and dance in the lane. The darkness no longer is deep. We're meant for each other, and it's perfectly plain. Each time I walk in my sleep, here comes the night, cutting capers again. Just for a while, you'll be with me, and then will break again. I wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream. Just for a while, you'll be with me, and then the bubble will break again. I wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream. It shouldn't happen to a dream.
Shouldn't Happen to a Dream by Sarah Vaughan. Isn't she just outstanding? Okay, now we've heard the sort of things that BREAK, the safety road safety organisation, have asked for. Well, what have the government and local government said in response? Well, the last elections, the Labor government campaigned on this issue, and Vision Zero was mentioned in that, in their campaign promises, and they, as you know, became with the support partners, our government, and in April, as part of their road safety national strategy, said the following: the government has proposed an audacious target of zero deaths on New Zealand roads. Associate Minister Julianne Genta has announced plans for new road safety this morning, which includes the Vision Zero target. She said that a target of vision of zero deaths is audacious, and it's also been successful in many parts of the world. Countries like Canada, Sweden and Norway all aim for zero road deaths and have considerably lower fatality rates than New Zealand. We don't actually do so well when we compare our situation with other countries, and we can come up with all sorts of reasons why that is, and you could argue that each of those reasons has good justification. But I guess if we go back to the idea of Vision Zero, is that nobody should die. The cost is one thing, but nobody should die as a result of a road crash. Interestingly, we have said before, it does cost us. The average death on a New Zealand road cost taxpayers around $4 million. It's a lot of money, $600,000-$700,000 for a serious death. We're talking about a lot of money. Now, Auckland Transport, they've responded by saying they're going to invest $700 million in road safety initiatives around Auckland's roads. Auckland itself has a big problem. On average, there's at least one death or serious injury on Auckland's roads each day. Sorry if this is all sounding a bit grim, but I guess what we are focusing on is how do we deal with this? Everyone acknowledges that this is unacceptable and that we've seen this growth the last 3 years. The deaths and serious injuries on Auckland roads have increased by 70%. And you probably know someone that's either been in a crash or know someone that a loved one that's been lost. Compared to other international cities, we have one of the highest rates of pedestrian, cyclist and motorcycle fatalities. And so council have said, really, we need to do something about this. And the road tax that they are applying to our petrol in the next month will be contributing $500 million more into road safety over the next 10 years. Likewise, Auckland Transport, who are a council-controlled organisation, is aligning its priorities and resources with the recently released government policy statement on land transport that I mentioned earlier. And also with the government's update of their safety strategies, Safer Journeys, Auckland Transport is also working to update the organisation's road safety strategy to be in line with Vision Zero principles. So Dr. Lester Levy, he's the chair of Auckland Transport, has said Vision Zero is an approach to road safety that can be summarised in one sentence: no loss of life on our roads is acceptable. It began in Sweden and has grown into a global movement, and we want to use the principles to save lives on the Auckland and New Zealand road network that has been done elsewhere. I've heard similar initiatives in other parts of the country, Wellington, Christchurch, and it's something that local government is taking seriously, and I guess what we need to do is asking them, well, there's been a lot of talk about this, you've promised money, Auckland Transport is proposing safety infrastructure acceleration programs that includes reducing speed limits, installing traffic calming treatments on at least 10% of the roading network, better and safer pedestrian infrastructure, crossing, safety cameras, high friction road surfacing. So we've heard this being said, we're going to do this. It's up to us to keep an eye on things and actually really ask the question, did it happen? What has happened? What do the results look like? Are we seeing a reduction in our deaths and serious injuries on our roads? All right, we're going to listen to another song by Sarah Vaughan. This is one of my favourites. And we're talking about unhappy things, but let's listen to the lullaby of Birdland, and maybe that'll cheer us up a little bit.
When you sigh, never in my wordland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, bill and coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry on my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of Birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love. He really knows how to cry. tired, cry in my pillow. If you should tell me farewell and goodbye, lullaby a birdland, whisper low. Kiss me sweet and we'll go flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love.
She is fantastic. Don't you just love her voice? Lullaby of Birdland. Right, in our last few minutes, we're just going to take a final little look at this idea of Vision Zero. The idea that mistakes should not lead to serious injury or death if our traffic system stopped that happening. It shouldn't happen. It simply shouldn't happen. If our roads and the way we do things were a private industry, it would be shut down tomorrow for gross violation of industrial safety standards. So we're talking about a system adapted to humans who are vulnerable and who make mistakes. What might that look like? What sort of things might be included? Now, we've got a road system which has largely been pretty much the same for many, many, many years. And we've got speed limits, which really have been pretty much the same for many, many years. So many of our roads are two-way with nothing between the opposing traffic. And if we want to look at reducing speed, there are a variety of ways that we see in some places speed humps, we see chicanes in roads, we see simply narrowing down the roads, and that might even be just by the use of painted lines. But there are other things that can be done. In Germany, traffic doesn't cross more than two lanes at a time. In some places, in Holland, they can't cross more than one lane at a time. And this makes it easier for people, pedestrians, to get across. We know in some European countries like Holland, the whole network of those who cycle is separated out from those who drive. And there's a harmony between the use of that, the type of vehicle and the form, what it looks like out there. And the principle there is, in a crash, it's better if participants have a similar direction, mass and speed. And so if you can separate the cyclists from the drivers, well then, okay, cyclists might bump into cyclists, cars might bump into cars, but it's certainly better than cars bumping into cyclists. And lastly, and I have talked about this before, the concept of roads that explain themselves. Rather than having lots of signs that tell you what to do, the road itself should make it clear. If it's narrow, if there are things around which mean that you're going to slow down anyway, that's far better than a speed sign. And where we've got slower speeds, we know that we're going to have less problems. So there we go. We've talked a little about Vision Zero. Please let me know how you feel about that. Text me 021-277-1213 or send me an email, richard@path.net.nz. My name's Richard Barter. It's been great being with you for these past few minutes talking about Vision Zero. I look forward to being with you next month. Drive well, go well. Bye-bye for now.
Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/seniorfocus, and do note Senior Focus